1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
All right, Doug Danger's going to join us for the next hour, and I'll tell you why, because the Emmy nominations are out, Doug, and there have been a couple of shows that have been honored, and there's just big, big news. But I guess I would ask you, first of all, thanks for joining the program.
Well, Phil, it's great to be with you, especially I'm up against a deadline tonight, but it's always great to talk about these things with you, especially the Emmys. The Emmys are exciting.
Well, the Emmy nominations were announced last week, and we're able to catch up with you, and rather than go down each one of them, Doug, what's the big Emmy story this year as far as you can see?
Well, I don't think there's any question the big Emmy story is Desperate Housewives.
Absolutely.
Nominated for 15 Emmys, although Eva Longoria did not get the Emmy nomination. I was very disappointed in that, but it's a very big story.
Now, you've said that tomorrow morning your column is going to be all about Desperate Housewives.
Absolutely. I would... Let me tell you something, Phil. I'm a gay man. I'm a gay journalist. You know that. I've been writing from the particular point of view of being a gay man and a gay journalist now for since I came out. And I would give up all my years as a journalist and as a gay man and as a gay journalist just to have this column come out tomorrow, because tomorrow in the Orange County Courier in the entertainment section, I'm going to do something that needs to be done. And I'm not saying this because I get a particular thrill out of this, but I am saying this because it's necessary. Desperate Housewives got 15 Emmy nominations, and it is written primarily by gay men. Now, you know, and I've been coming on your show, I'm not afraid to say it, I'm a gay man, I'm a gay journalist, but the men that write Desperate Housewives, they don't have the courage to say they're gay. And they don't have it.
To say, to come out.
To be out, yeah, to be out gay. And they don't have the courage to empower the other gay people by letting the world know, but by letting women know that you wouldn't have a Saturday night, or a Sunday night, I should say, with Desperate Housewives. You wouldn't have a life. And let's just think about this for a minute. I'm gay. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Desperate Housewives is written primarily by a gay writing staff. And
now, are you going to out these guys?
Hold on for a minute. Let me just finish what I'm going to say.
Because that's controversial.
All right, hold on. Let me just finish. I don't want you to steal my thunder on this. Because we have a situation with Desperate Housewives. American women have to know that they wouldn't even have a life if it wasn't for gay men.
And why do you say that?
Because the reason why I say that is because of Desperate Housewives. That show is watched by American women like no other show has before. That show gives women a reason to live on Sunday night. A reason to make it through the weekend. I don't mean to talk out of school, but I mean, in some women's cases, making it through a weekend might mean, I don't know, having a birthday party for the kids. In other women's cases, making it through the weekend may mean taking another beating from their husband, maybe two or three beatings. And they'll do it just so they can make it to Sunday night. Why? Desperate Housewives. Tomorrow morning I plan on outing, that's right, naming the names of the gay writers on Desperate Housewives.
All right, that's what I wanted. This is a highly controversial thing. It's frowned upon in the gay community.
Phil, look, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Did you hear me having a problem saying that?
No, I did not, but you say that willingly. Okay.
I've got information that the show's creator, as well as major writers, they're all gay, and they haven't got the guts to just come out and say it. Okay.
Well, I'm just saying to you, I'm asking you right now, do you think it's right, do you think it's moral to out somebody who does not want to be outed or hasn't outed themselves?
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I've got no problem calling myself what I am, and I don't know why these men who won't identify themselves as gay as well, because I said gay men have given many straight women a reason to live on Sunday night, so what's the problem? Why can't they take the credit? Okay?
Well, one of the things you said in your column was that, hey, the quote here is, hey, ABC, I'm gay, I'm a gay man, and I'm a gay journalist.
You did, that's right.
Why did you say that?
I'll tell you why, because, and let's get right down to what they call them, what we used to call in the South, the nut cutting. Number one, I've got about three or four scripts that I have sent over to ABC, to the producers, through my agent, for the Desperate Housewives show. And I'm gay. Okay? You understand what I'm saying, right?
Well, wait a minute. Are you saying that by virtue of the fact that you're gay, your script should be considered by Desperate Housewives?
What, by virtue of the fact that I'm coming out and I'm saying I'm gay, They won't even touch my material. I don't even think they gave my agent a call back. And yet they've got, I don't know how many, 15, 20 guys that are packed into a closet like old umbrellas, and those guys won't say they're gay, but they get their stuff on TV. And that's what I call, you know, that's what I call just kowtowing to the status quo. Now, it's not a secret. I've written a number of sample scripts. I never heard back from them. They never had the decency to call me. So I'm going to out Mark Cherry. That's right. Mark Cherry is gay. I'm saying it right now. You'll see it in my column.
Now, who is Mark Cherry? Is he the creator?
He's the creator of Desperate Housewives. ABC insists that it doesn't make any difference. I will tell you right now, I got no problem with ABC putting written by Doug Danger, a gay man and a gay journalist. But do you think Mark Cherry will have that up on the screen? I challenge him. And
do you think that you are in trouble? I want to know, because I don't know about outing people, and I'm not sure I even appreciate it. Are you in some kind of legal hassle tomorrow when this hits print?
I don't know. I really don't. And I don't care. My newspaper backs me up. But I'm telling you right now, The Desperate Housewives is written by gays, produced by gays, promoted by gays. Most of the people at the network who are in the marketing, gay. Most of the people who put the shows on the schedule, gay. Most of the people who are in charge of marketing the show after the fact. And all the public relations, gay, gay, gay. And what I'm asking is that ABC have the common decency to put the orientation of these people after their names. I'm gay. Okay, Phil? Phil?
Yes. Yes, I know you are.
All right. ABC should put created by Mark Cherry, and then you can put it in parentheses if you want or not, gay. Written by so-and-so, he's gay. You can put he's gay, or you can just put gay, or you can put written by, let's say the guy's name is written by John Smith, dash, gay. Because if you don't do this, you run the risk of, and frankly, in some of the cases of some of these guys, I'd like to see it written, Mark Cherry, dash, flamboyantly gay. But the point is, I'm gay, and nobody gives me an Emmy, and yet they're gay, and they won't talk about it. They're getting 15 of them. I think it's wrong. And as a gay man and as a gay journalist, I'm going to out them tomorrow.
All right. Well, you know what? Something tells me that there's more to this than you caring about the gay community. I think there's a little bit of self-aggrandizing and self-promotion.
Well, no, there is not, Phil. And unless you're gay, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Unless you understand that, I'm telling you right now, the American female has a lot to live for on a Sunday night because of a bunch of gay men who get together during the week and impress each other with where they went on the weekend and then write these shows.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Doug Danger has joined us from the Orange County Courier, and we're talking about Desperate Housewives, 15 Emmy nominations, truly a great show, very, very funny show, satirical view of suburbia, but it's also extremely dark, and I personally don't know that I would call it a comedy. There are also Emmy nominations, not only for the shows, for the actresses involved. And your point is that the show is written primarily by gay men who are not out of the closet. You're going to out them. The question that I've got here is, how moral do you think it is to out somebody? That's just my question for you, Doug. I'm not going to judge you.
Well, but the virtue of your question does judge me, though.
But I'm just asking you, if somebody doesn't want to be out, for whatever reason.
Look, the United States military has a rule that if you are gay, you have got to report it. Okay? Every business that I know about. Now, why not in television? You know why? Because all they care about is the bottom line. They don't care about a gay man and a gay journalist who's out and proud. They want to enable Mark Cherry and the coven of gays that infest the offices of ABC writing the show.
What does it mean, a coven of gays infesting the offices? What does that mean, man? I mean, it sounds to me like you think there's an infection, you know?
Well, I think it's an infection when they are undeclared gay. Either you're out and you're proud, or you are an undeclared. And the least ABC, I'm not saying Mark Cherry has to come out and say he's gay. I'm asking ABC to put a gay credit behind his...
If you were writing for ABC's Desperate Housewives or any television show, you wouldn't mind having your name up there says Doug Danger, gay.
Not at all. Not at all. Written by Doug Danger, And what I'm saying is there's three forms. You can put it in parentheses. You can put a hyphen. You can put a comma. Written by Doug Danger, comma, gay and proud. I'd like him to put gay and proud. So this is what I'm saying.
All right, let's look at it from this standpoint. And our number is 1-800-449-8686. Whether the gay people that write Desperate Housewives ought to be outed. So what if they don't say that they're gay? What's the damage that's done?
I'll tell you the damage that's done. Millions of American housewives go to bed on Sunday night after getting more than their dollar's worth out of a great television show, and they think straight guys wrote it. It's as simple as that. No American woman is going to look at a television show that so beautifully mirrors her experience without thinking one of two things, either a straight guy wrote it or a fellow female wrote it. They're never going to think a gay guy wrote it. See, American women wouldn't have half the life they've got if it wasn't for gay men, and yet they don't want to give us any credit. So I'm thinking.
So you're telling me that they're going to think, well, if I don't see created by Mark Cherry - gay, they're going to think he's straight.
Absolutely. And straights will get credit for it. And I'll tell you something right now. I'm gay. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, right? Right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm tired of seeing straights getting credit for what we do. Who wrote West Side Story? A very, very talented group of gay men, Stephen Sondheim, Leonard Bernstein. I mean, you know the names. And down through the years, we saw West Side Story as one of the great love stories, and it is a fantastic love story. But more to the point, it's a reflection of an American experience of gay men. And yet they didn't have the guts to get...
You know, it was 1960, Doug. It was very difficult for gay men to come out and say, West Side Story, music by Leonard Bernstein, - You know, I mean, it makes me laugh.
Oh, yeah, it makes you laugh because you got nothing to lose. So you went through your whole life thinking Leonard Bernstein was all butch and married and everything, right? Well, let me tell you something. It should have said, music by Leonard Bernstein, - flamboyantly gay. Because then America would have gotten a real good look at who the writers are and who the creators are. As it was, the straight world took the credit. Well, I'm telling you right now, ABC's got to draw a line in the sand or draw a line in the, you know, if they want, because these guys are full of bad jokes, a line in the trimmed hair on the floor of the salon and say, no more. No more.
Doug, you make it sound like, you know, this is the poor people's march on Washington.
Well, you know, if it's not important to you, it's important to some of us.
All right. Well, look, 1-800-449-8686. Doug Danger, from the Orange County Courier, his column tomorrow in the Orange County Courier, he says, quote, will out the creators and the writers of Desperate Housewives, being, as he called, a coven of gays infesting ABC. 1-800-449-8686. Now, I just slurred that, didn't I, bud?
Yeah.
1-800-449-8686. Now, the point he's making is if these guys don't come out and say they're gay, then a lot of women go to bed on Sunday night thinking that Desperate Housewives is written by straight people, and once again, straights get all the credit. 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, 2 feet shorter than models.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
You can't say that, though.
I think I can.
All right, we're back here on The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. With me is Doug Danger. He's with the Orange County Courier, an entertainment writer. You're going to out the writers, you say. How do you know they're gay?
How do I know they're gay? Well, it's very well known. They wouldn't deny it. They just haven't had the courage the way, and, you know, I don't want to talk about myself, Phil, but it's impossible for me to talk about this without talking about myself. And that is that I have had the courage to say I'm gay. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Okay, you know that, right?
Yes.
All right. And
yes, I know that you're gay. And
well, don't you sound like you're all resentful of it. I'm just saying that if I wrote first of all, I sent scripts to Desperate Housewives. They didn't take my scripts, and yet I'm gay. You want to know why? Because I'm out. The guys that write for Desperate Housewives are gay, but they won't say anything about it. And to me, that's the difference.
The difference is they're out, you're out, they're not. That's how they get their scripts on.
That's exactly right.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Cynthia. Cynthia, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah,
I did watch the Desperate Housewives one time, but I don't watch it anymore. Hello?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Hello?
No, you're right. I'm right here, ma'am.
Huh?
Yeah, I'm right here. Yes, I'm right here.
Oh, okay. No, I thought I'd cut you off. No, I watched it one time. I didn't like it.
How old are you?
I'm 56.
Well, that's probably why you don't watch it.
Huh?
That's probably why you don't watch it.
Well, I really didn't like it, so, you know.
Right,
I watch all the different programs.
But see, let's get to the point here. I'm gay, and yet they won't put my script.
I have a nephew that was gay.
He was?
And he was.
Is he dead?
And he passed away 6 years ago.
What did he die from?
You know what? You know what?
That's none of your business,
Doug. He didn't go out and tell everybody he's gay.
No, but I'm saying that if he wrote for Desperate Housewives, why wouldn't he want to say he's gay?
He didn't write for Desert Housewives.
For Desert Housewives?
No, he did not write for
he
it.
He didn't write for it? I thought you said he did.
No, she didn't say that he did.
I don't like you putting down gays.
No, ma'am, I'm gay. How can I be putting gay people down?
Well, you're gay, but I'm saying go on out and telling people.
Well, ma'am, here's the thing. Desperate Housewives is written by a coven of gays that are infecting and infesting the ABC corporate offices. Why can't they come out and...
Why do you say it like they're infecting and infesting the corporate offices?
You know what?
Ma'am, your nephew died of what? AIDS?
Listen.
Why are you asking a lady a question like that?
I want to know if the lady's got credibility. If her nephew really is gay or was gay, then she'll very proudly say, yes, he had AIDS.
Why would she say that with pride?
Why would I say that with pride? He was HIV positive. Yes, and he worked for a pharmacist. As a pharmacist.
Oh, so he got it from a pharmacist.
So, yes, he was a pharmacist.
You know, Doug, I don't think that a man having...
But he didn't go out and tell everybody he was gay.
No,
he didn't act like it, but you know what?
What did he do for a living?
You never know.
What did he do for a living, ma'am?
He was a pharmacist.
All right. Did it say so-and-so pharmacist, comma, gay?
No.
It should have.
No, I don't think so.
Well, that's the difference.
I don't think so. I have gay friends, but they don't go out. I know they're gay. They don't go out and say, I'm so-and-so gay.
This prescription filled by so-and-so gay.
No, I wouldn't go that way.
Well, I don't understand why that has to go beyond the world of television.
Because I said, Phil, straight women have been getting a free ride on the backs of gay men long enough. It's time for us to come out and say that we're responsible for a lot of the happiness of straight women. And a lot of these gays, they don't want to do it. And Cynthia, you're a pharmacist, right?
No, I'm not a pharmacist.
What was your nephew's name?
Jim.
Okay, welcome to Rite Aid. I'm Jim. I'm gay. How can I help you? What's wrong with that?
You're kidding.
I wouldn't go that way. I wouldn't say that.
I'm not saying you wouldn't go that. What about him? Well, I guess
he wouldn't say that either.
I guess it's too late now.
He wouldn't go say.
If he was a pharmacist, he could have gotten some of them drugs for a discount price. And
will you have some sensitivity here for what this lady's nephew went through? Good God.
No, I don't think he does. He's gay, I don't think he knows what we went through.
No, ma'am, I don't think so. I'm having a good time.
I'm glad you're having a good time.
I'm trying to make a point, trying to get a little humor out of the AIDS epidemic. And
it's nothing to get any humor out of, man. It's a horrifyingly...
That's no humor.
Look at Cynthia. Do you have a license? Of course you do. Of course you have a driver's license.
Yes, I do.
Hi, I'm your pharmacist, Steve. I am blatantly gay, all right? We won't stick it to you at our pharmacy. See, those are the things we want to see gays do, but they won't do it. You know why? Because they have aunts and uncles who sort of just motor along on a highway in the middle of the night looking for the turnout for Burger King. And I'm saying the deal...
Okay, Cynthia, my condolences at the death of your nephew.
Yeah, thank you.
And I think you, that's a very rough thing. And
you watch Desperate Housewives, Cynthia? This is Doug Danger, gay man and gay journalist.
I have seen it once.
All right, thank you very much. Okay, that's enough. See, there's another straight woman that doesn't know anything about the whole gay underpinning of that show.
All right, look, Cynthia...
I don't think so.
All right.
Thank you, Cynthia.
You're welcome.
1-800-449-8686. This is another freaking hour out of control, bud.
I didn't do it.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Talk radio's worst nightmare. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Doug Danger with us. Okay, what's that about?
Got a call in.
Okay, we got a call, Doug, from somebody with Desperate Housewives, and they want a copy of the show.
All right, it started. It started just as I knew it would. It has started. And I can tell you that this is going to be...
Well, thanks a lot, man, because this is going to involve me. And this is what I was saying to you before. Phil,
I don't necessarily think it's going to involve...
Well, wait a minute. I told you before we went on the air that I can't be indemnified against these kinds of things. If Mr. Cherry is indeed gay and this is not public knowledge, then I become a party to slander. And
Whoa. You're talking to a journalist, a gay journalist, all right? I know the slander laws inside and out. Slander has to be untrue. And I'll tell you right now, if Mark Cherry isn't gay, then I'll kiss a Peterbilt truck standing still while it's coming at me at 45 to 50 miles an hour. I will stand in the middle of Wilshire with my lips out, just as that thing hits me full on. I'll tell you right now, he is gay. He's not as gay as I am, and I'll tell you why.
What do you mean he's not as gay as you are?
He's not as gay as I am because I'm out. He's not. I'm more fully gay. And that's another reason why I don't understand why I don't...
What do you mean you're more fully gay? How is that possible?
I'm telling you that I've written scripts for Desperate Housewives. I can't even get a call back. And I'm gay. I'm saying it right now. And yet I don't get a call back? So a fully formed gay man doesn't even get that DC of a call back from a partially... You know, partially formed gay man, if you will.
How can you be a partially formed gay man? I can understand that you're either in the closet or you're out, okay?
Well, if you're in the closet, you're embryonic. You're not fully gay.
You know what? Maybe I'm in over my head in this discussion.
Well, that's what I'm trying to tell you. You got to understand what it is I'm saying here. You got to understand that I've got some of the authority in terms of the conversation, okay? Quit trying to direct the conversation, Phil, and interview me, as opposed to giving me opinions that may be important to straight people. But I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Step off.
1-800, so okay, step off, huh?
That's right.
1-800-449-8686. Joyce, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, I am from Atlanta, and I am a straight lady.
Are you gay? You're gay?
No, I'm straight. I have two grown children, and I am single, and I date, and I've got lots of gay friends. And I've never had one gay friend of mine. I'd like for you to explain this.
Yes, ma'am.
Why are you so incredibly insecure that you have to have that somewhat of a label behind you? I mean, I don't walk around saying Joyce Jane Palma single.
Ma'am, you just started the conversation telling me every kind of label you were. I'm a mother, I got this, I got that, I got you just gave me the whole back. You gave me all your labels.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Yes, you did. Well, maybe not all of them, but you started out with a string of labels.
Well, because I listened to your previous caller and you interrogated her, so I thought I'd get that out of the way.
Right. I mean, I think what Joyce is doing here is...
Excuse me, Phil, but are you gay?
No, I'm not.
Well, then, can I talk to her?
I'm the host
like
of the show.
I'd like to know why you feel like it's so... I have watched every show of Desperate Housewives,
yes,
and
ma'am.
I just adore it. I think it's hysterically funny.
It's a brilliant
and
show.
I have never... Yeah. Can I finish my sentence?
I'm just agreeing with you. It's a brilliant show, but it's written
yes,
by
but
a
I'd like to finish
of,
my.
It's written
like
by
to
a coven
my
of
sentence.
Closeted gays.
All right, let this lady finish what she's saying.
Forgive me.
My point is... I've watched every show. I think they're great. But I have never one time during one show have even thought about or cared about who wrote the damn thing. That is so silly. I mean, I know this show has to be contentious to be, you know, interesting. But, I mean, y'all need to pick a better topic.
There you go. You just proved my point. You see the work that goes into creating those marvelous shows, and yet you don't even think that it's written. I bet you think the actors just start... making lines up.
I don't care.
The wonderful work. That's like saying, whatever you do for a living, Joyce, and I don't know what it is, that's like saying someone who is a consumer of the product that you create saying, well, I don't care whether Joyce is involved in it or what she does. That's like not getting any recognition at all. And for you to say, I don't care who writes it or if it's written at all, That's basically you saying straight people write it.
No, she didn't say that.
Oh, that's so silly.
That's exactly what she's saying. That's exactly... She's
no, she's saying I don't care.
Right. As far as you're concerned, it's straight people. See, because right now...
I have never thought about it.
When
so,
I tell you that...
I mean, how can you even begin to put words in my mind? I haven't even thought about, nor do I care, whether a straight woman, straight man, gay woman, gay man,
yeah,
wrote the show.
See,
it doesn't matter.
See, now that I tell you that the show is written... Okay, by a pustule of gay...
Why does it have to be so negative, man?
What?
Pustule of gay, coven of gay.
Well, now that I'm telling her the gay guys write it, now she's on the phone calling a talk show all upset about it. What does that tell you?
I'm not upset. I think you're absurd.
What does that tell you?
I think you're so foolish. I think you need to go out and do something that is important to yourself, to define yourself, besides saying the only thing that's important about yourself is that you're gay.
No, I'm a gay journalist, too.
Oh, okay, two things.
All right. Well, there's more, because I wrote scripts for Desperate Housewives that didn't get put on. Why? Because I decide that I don't want to jam myself in the back of the closet like an old Japanese World War II rifle like half of these queens. I'm out of the closet,
you know
okay?
What?
I'm a pair of shoes sitting out on the front porch.
Boo hoo! Grow up. You know, if everybody's things don't get bought, everybody's things don't get.
I mean,
sold.
Yeah, Doug. For you to infer that
you're
inferring that your scripts didn't get purchased because you're out, and the guys that write Desperate Housewives are in the closet.
I'm sure that they buy what they think sells.
Well,
to the
man.
Market.
Every time you watch Desperate Housewives and you enjoy that show, remember you're getting your kicks on the back of a gay man. Thanks a lot.
All right.
See how she laughs? See what I'm saying? She laughs.
I think you need to do something else to define yourself besides that.
I'm getting tired of gay men being your beast of burden for your jollies on a Sunday night, that's all.
Look at, sir, nobody... All right, thanks a lot, Joyce. Nobody is trying to... And you're trying to create some contention where contention shouldn't exist.
How so?
You're trying to say straight women, gay guys are tired of you're getting your jollies on their back, blah, 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 all this stuff, getting your hair done, this and that. Talk about perpetrating stereotypes. Do we have to break?
I don't think so.
I'm not talking to you, am I? Do we have to... 2 minutes. 1-800-449-8686. Here, Martha, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Martha? Yeah, you know, I watch Desperate Housewives, and I've enjoyed it. And
It's a
great show. It is. And I really, you know, finding out that the people that write it might be gay makes absolutely no difference to me.
What are you talking about? This is a big story tomorrow. I'm going to out Mark Cherry, the creator of that show. And you don't care that he's gay?
I don't feel like that's your prerogative to do that.
That's my
point. I feel like you probably wrote some scripts that were probably subpar, and they didn't get published, and this is sour grapes.
Here we go. Here comes the personal attack.
This is a legitimate point of view. How do we know that you're not acting out of... You're upset, that you are embarrassed, that you are a bit angry that your scripts were not accepted by ABC, and so you're outing these men.
Listen to you all on the side of the gay man. Look, Phil.
I'm getting a little tired of the sarcasm here.
Look, if I get my name on a Desperate Housewives show, it says Doug Danger, comma gay. All right, ma'am.
Yeah, but I don't.
And you're not impressed by that?
No, I'm not. I'm not impressed or unimpressed.
Or depressed.
It doesn't really make a difference.
I think she's depressed.
I just find your argument be. It sounds to me like sour grapes.
Did you? All right. Let me ask you this. If the last lady that I talked to, she said I watched Desperate Housewives, and then she said I never even think about whether it's written or not. Now, do you know how painful that is as a writer to hear that?
That's not what she said. She said she doesn't care who writes.
Well, that's about the same thing. I mean, that's like saying, well, we won the war. Who cares about the guys that died winning it? Ah.
Why does it matter what your orientation is if you're a writer? You're a writer. People enjoy what you write. They read it. If they don't enjoy it, they don't read it.
Because if they don't know that you're gay, they're going to assume you're straight. Right now, millions of women like yourself think that Mark Cherry is some weightlifting, root beer drinking, Cobra driving, straight dude with a girlfriend who, you know, just had her lips injected. Point of fact, Mark Cherry literally glides into the office every morning in a very happy manner because he's got a successful show.
You know, weightlifting and driving a Cobra don't bring to mind straight to me.
Well, I'm sorry, those are the people I know.
Yeah.
Good for Mark Terry. You know, if he's successful, he's successful. If they won't take your scripts,
can
maybe
I ask you
need
a question?
To rewrite them.
Did you know who Mark Terry is, right?
You said
okay,
he's
you know
who
he is. And it never occurred to you with a name like Mark Terry that he might be gay. Jesus.
Well, that doesn't make any sense.
Oh, come on, man.
And no, that's not dumb.
It is dumb.
Well, all right. You want to laugh at a gay man?
I will.
But you know
I'm
what? We're used to
you.
It. We're used
all
to
right.
it.
All right.
Yeah.
Look, Martha, thank you very much. 1-800-449-8686.
And you're enabling all of this, Mr. Andrew. I'm making a note of that.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I'm doing. I'm enabling what? Homophobia here? A cobra and drinks root beer? Woof, dude. And lifts weights? Where? On Santa Monica Boulevard? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
You know what you look like to me with your good bag and your bad shoes? You look like a rube.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
All right. We're going to settle that.
Well, I'm telling you, it's the truth.
1-800-449-8686, bud.
All right, your next caller is Dominique, and surprisingly, she's not black.
What has that got to do with it? I don't understand.
Well, her name.
Dominique?
But that's all right.
Dominique, hi, it's Phil Henry.
All right. Hey, how are you?
You're white?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, it threw my producer for a loop.
Yeah, well,
It's very unusual.
It's not unusual. Go ahead, ma'am.
We're just like going on stereotypes here today.
Yeah, you know, this is Doug Danger. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. You guys can get off these black jollies, but you guys are all over me for being gay.
Let me just say right now, you've had your moment to talk, so I'm
God.
Here, and I would really like to comment on you because I've been listening to you, and I was so irritated that I called a dear friend of mine on the phone trying to get him to tune in as a very strong out gay man because I was so offended by what you were saying.
Well, then he's going to agree with me.
That you take responsibility for everyone else's life when it's none of your business. Mark Cherry's life is Mark Cherry's life. It's none of your business. What he chooses to do, whether he chooses to come out, is his business.
It is my business.
A woman,
if he is writing a script, and then he wants to send all these people...
Hold on for a minute.
Don't impose your thoughts on me as to how I watch television.
I'm not telling you what to watch, ma'am. I'm just telling you he's gay.
I don't care. I don't care.
When I watch the show,
or any show for that matter, I don't stop and think, wow, was it a male or a female, a gay, a straight person, an old person, a young person, a Latin person, an Asian person? It doesn't matter to me. Entertainment is entertainment.
Well, ma'am, I think that is very homophobic, and I don't know how you have a gay friend with attitudes like that.
Well, I'm surprised that you have any straight friends.
Why, after this conversation, any gay friends who are not out? Why is she homophobic?
Because she sits there and says, I don't care that the show is written by a bunch. Basically, she's not saying this, but it sounds like she might as well say, I don't care if it's written by a pack of queers. I like it.
She didn't say that.
No, I didn't say that.
She's saying this.
No, I don't care who writes the show.
You tell any writer that, and that writer is, you know, you're asking those writers just to basically break down and cry.
No, I'm saying that I think their talent is not in the fact that they're gay. I think their talent is in the fact that they are great writers and that they are very good at what they do, not because they happen to be gay.
But here's the thing.
Until I pointed it out to you,
you didn't even think about them being gay. You didn't even think that show had writers. That's pretty weird, too.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you said
you know,
you didn't
I think,
think
that you've accomplished, honestly, I think you've accomplished exactly what you wanted to do coming on the radio. You have A, start a little bit of controversy, and maybe tomorrow you'll be in some headline, and maybe you'll get a call from Desperate Housewives, but it won't be because they want your script, because maybe it's just not good enough.
Well, if you think they're going to sue me, ma'am, you can't sue somebody for saying something that's true. And Mark Cherry is a great producer and a great writer, but until he wants to put up there, created by Mark Cherry, queer, then I...
ABC's never going to let them do that, especially the word queer.
Well... And this lady here, who suddenly is defending gay writers, even though 5 minutes ago she didn't even know that those shows got written.
Excuse me?
You said you didn't. You weren't even aware that there were writers. You thought the actors made it all up.
No, I did not say that. You know why? You need a Q-tip to clear out your ears because you're not listening to what people have to say.
You're
just trying to fire off little one-liners, and they're not working.
Ma'am, did you not
say
that?
They're not working.
Did you not say that?
No, I did not. No, I said nothing about actors writing the show.
No, you said
I didn't know that there were writers. I said I never thought about who it was that was writing the show. I don't care who's writing the show.
Were you aware that it's written?
They're talented people, whoever they are. They're talented people. I don't need to know if they're male or female or gay or straight.
Let's find out how your hearing is. Am I gay or straight?
You are gay.
Well, there we go. You got one right. Now,
well, how can we miss that?
What was your point?
My point is this. So you thought that the show was written, but by what? Invisible people?
I don't think about. I don't care about who writes the show. Are you not listening? Is your volume not up?
The lady said she didn't say that she didn't think there were writers.
Well, she thinks that little invisible people come in every morning and write it.
You know, it's journalists like you that pick and choose and then recreate what someone says.
Dominique, thank you very much.
There goes Dominique. She's not black.
I don't need you to say that. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Building sandcastles in your mind. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Phil, we got a guy on the line. His name's Troy, and surprisingly, he's straight.
And will you shut up? I'm not taking any more calls. Don't forget our web address, www.philhendryshow.com. If you want to get an archive copy of our show tonight or any other show, you go there. And we have a full 30-day archive, so 30 days of shows archived there fully. You need a backstage pass, $6.95. Coming up on Friday is our webcast, second of the summer, our webcast, 3 hours of Phil Hendry on camera. 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, Margaret Gray coming up.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, the soul of America.